The Wisconsin retirement system is in good financial shape and should not be changed, according to a report released this week. We will hear from a guest in this half hour who would like to open up the Wisconsin retirement system to all workers, private sector workers as well as public sector workers, and we will welcome your questions and views for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Thursday, July 5th. Let me welcome our guest, Buzz Davis, a progressive political activist from Stoughton who leads the group Protect Our Wisconsin Retirement System. He supports opening up the WRS to private sector workers, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
First, your reaction to the report that came out on Monday that said, leave the Wisconsin retirement system alone. It recommended no changes, saying no, don't shift to an optional defined contribution plan like a 401k at this time, saying no changes were needed. What's your reaction to that report?
I think it's a good report. ETF, the employee trust funds staff and actuaries wrote most of the report, I believe. It could have been a much different report, but the political appointees, Secretary of Department Administration, and the head of the Office of OSHER, Office of State Employee Relations, chose to soft pedal it and accept ETF's recommendations and the realities that that report presents. We're in a political game. Nationally, public pension funds are the only pension funds left standing. In the past, we had many pension funds in the private sector that were defined benefit pension plans, which would give a person a fixed amount of money for the rest of their life once they retired. Those have been modified into 401ks or destroyed, whichever way you want to look at it, which reduces corporate liabilities for expenditures in the future. So by going from a defined benefit plan to a defined contribution plan, a 401k, it takes all the responsibility and throws it on the worker. So anyway, that has been going on for the last 35 years.
Why did you form the Protect Our Wisconsin Retirement System group?
That's a clarification. I didn't form it. I went to a meeting where a man called us, Doug Luke from Milwaukee, from a former WEAC staffer. He called together a meeting at the end of a Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans meeting, and he said, we have a problem here with pensions. And most of us in the room said, what do you mean a problem with pensions? And then he went through what was going on. And so a number of us have been working on it. I'm just a member of the team.
All right. So you you are, though, recently had an opinion piece in the Madison Papers talking about why we ought to open up the Wisconsin retirement system to private sector workers. Mm-hmm. And why is that?
So the basic problem we have in America is that more than half of the workers have no retirement system at all. In other words, you usually get a retirement system, if you're fortunate, from your employer, whether your employer is a public sector employer or a private sector employer. So today, more than half the workers in the United States have no employer-provided pension fund. And the other part of the workers, which might be 55% or 45% or so, have pension plans provided by their employer. Most of the people who are public sector employers have defined benefit pension plans based on number of years they worked, their age, their salary, earnings in the last years, and they put that together in a formula, and you end up with a check that you receive for the rest of your life. In the private sector, most of the people who had corporate or company pension plans 25 years ago, like most of them were defined benefit plans, and only 5% of them were 401k plans. But since the 80s, corporations have switched out of defined benefit and into 401k type plans, getting rid of their pension liabilities, saving a lot of money. And then, so today, most of the people in the private sector who have a pension have a 401 pension, and 401 pensions don't work.
Yeah, so that is bad news for private sector workers.
Right.
And you think that they ought to have the same guaranteed benefit as the public sector worker.
That's true. So today we have the wealthiest retirees we've ever seen in the United States. Now, I'm not talking about the 1%ers or the top 10% of earners. Those people have always been wealthy retirees. But for the rest of the workers in the United States, today, the retirees today, most of them have, or many of them have, company pension funds that checks from their company pension plan and Social Security, and they might have some savings. And those are the things that they live on. The employees in the future will, half of them who have no, half of the workers in the United States who have no pension plan from a company or a public sector at all, those people will have to live on Social Security. And so when you live on Social Security, the average earnings for a single person on Social Security is a little less than $15,000 a year. The poverty level for a single person today is maybe $14,000 or $13,000 a year. So we're going to have a very large percent of our seniors who will be living very close to poverty.
Yeah, and how does, though, your idea, opening up the Wisconsin retirement system to private sector workers, how does that help protect our Wisconsin retirement system that's already in place?
Well, what we have is the, because public pension funds, especially in Wisconsin, now you can have public pension funds where the politicians are a little crooked. And when they're crooked, they don't put the money into the pension funds, and then you end up with tremendous liabilities, like in Illinois and other states.
But by law, that can't happen in Wisconsin.
Well, by law in those states, it probably can't happen either, but the politicians do what they want, and they spend the money somewhere else. So in Wisconsin, we have had very responsible Republican and Democratic politicians leading our state for many, many years. And we have a civil service type group of people in employee trust funds who tell people what it is that they have to put in each year, what employers have to be put in, what workers have to put in. And that's the amount that the politicians then require people to put in. So we've had a very safe fund because our politicians have been responsible. And so the result is that the private sector has been moving money out of them, out of pension funds. CEOs get richer, stockholders get richer, the money goes off to the 1%. Wages are suppressed, pension benefits are suppressed. And so we need to be fair to people. They put in a hard life working, and they deserve financial security in their retirement, and they're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all noble, but I'm wondering, does it really protect the Wisconsin retirement system?
It only protects it politically. So if you have a good system for private people and a good system for public workers, then people aren't jealous of one another.
Well, here we go with an example of that, maybe. Gary on Facebook says, while the Wisconsin retirement system may still be in good shape, it should be phased into a DCP, period. Why should government employees be entitled to guarantees that their tax-paying benefactors do not enjoy?
Question is, if we did what he says, we would all be poor. And if that's what he likes, that's fine. Now, he may be one of the 1%ers or the 10%ers that has a lot of money planned for retirement. But most of the workers don't. They don't have that kind of money to.
But not everybody not everybody who shares that view is rich.
No, many we have operated under a divide and conquer concept, and so whatever you don't have and I have, you should work together to make sure I don't have it anymore.
Well,
rather than help each other.
How would it work to Well, we had a guest on in our first half hour who thought, well, that's an interesting idea that you have, but she thought there could be some IRS problems and other things. But generally, how would you propose that this new system work, opening up the WRS to private sector workers?
Okay, the WRS is set up for under federal laws and is for public sector workers, and so you don't have to have a system similar to the WRS. You can set one up that is similar and doesn't have to be part of the WRS. So the advantage of the WRS is that the money is pooled, handled by professionals, invested by professionals, and those people are among the highest paid employees in the state, but they are much less paid employees than in the private sector for handling billions of dollars. So we have a very cost-effective pension system and investment system, and they're very good at doing what they do. And so it is reasonable to say that in the state of Wisconsin, we could expand that system and set up a sister system that is for private sector workers and work on the same basis as that system for public sector workers. The question of whether you would merge the two, that should be pension experts that would tell you what to do on that.
So I'm working at private sector company X. I would have a contribution to my pension that would go to this sister WRS entity, and then my employer also would be matching that and,
right,
and sending that, and so
right. And it would have to. The best thing would be for it to be mandatory. So all employers, and you'd have to phase it in over a number of years. The easiest one to start off with is for all new hires. All new hires in the private sector, the employer would pay so much in a pension per month, and so would the employee, the worker. And then that money would be put in. They would start a new pension fund for private sector people. Then when you move over to the people who are already working for companies, if you're working for a company that doesn't have any pension plan, then that company would start it with the Wisconsin Retirement System private sector plan, and they would both pay percentages.
We are talking with Buzz Davis. He's a political activist from Stoughton who supports an idea to open up the Wisconsin Retirement System for private sector workers. And he's with the group Protect Our Wisconsin Retirement System. We're welcoming your reaction to this idea. Is this a good idea or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's going to be sunny and hot with high temperatures between 90 in the north and 106 in the south. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up this afternoon during At Issue with Ben Marins, summer warmth and longer days can lead to great bouts of creativity, according to Ben's guest after 3. Ben will talk with the author of a book about what summer inspires you to do. That's coming up after 3. And then coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to talk about the common misuse and confusion over certain words in the English language. We will talk with the grammar girl after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, we are talking with Buzz Davis, a political activist from Stoughton, who is with the group Protect Our Wisconsin Retirement System. He supports opening up the WRS to private sector workers. And we have a number of callers who have questions or views on this, but I'm wondering if, Buzz Davis, what kind of political support has your WRS for All idea received?
We just started a few days ago. So the political support, I wouldn't know yet. I know that some people said that various people and certain people in the legislature have already brought up a topic like this years ago or in past years. So I think that there will be political support if people go forward. In California, they're considering this type of pensions restructuring for the private sector, and the same thing in the New York City.
We go to Phil in Belleville for our first call. Hi, Phil.
Hi. No, I really think it's a great idea. I wish this years ago. I was lucky. I managed to survive and have a good retirement. But there are so many people don't have help and are poorly advised. And it seems to me a lot of these companies that manage your retirement really are out to make money for themselves. And if you do fine, that's more of an accident, I feel. So I think this is a great idea.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. Would taxpayers be on the hook for all private sector employees then, Buzz Davis?
No, the employers would be putting the private sector employers, farmers and single small companies up through the big companies, would be putting money into the pension fund, and the worker would be putting money into the pension fund, and the pension fund would be responsible for the future payouts. And so long as you would have to structure it, because in the public sector, the employers don't disappear. In the private sector, employers do disappear. And so when we have various government funds, where, for example, the unemployment compensation or the workers' compensation fund, which are both mandatory funds for the employers in the state, you have a kind of an insurance program for those, what happens when certain employers disappear through bankruptcy or going out of business. And so that's a different problem that has to be addressed. So it's not the public that's on the hook. It's what do you do about companies that disappear and they're no longer paying in.
Our next caller is Gary in Brookfield. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I have several points I wanted to make, and I'll try to go through them real quick. First, what makes the state plan work, one of the important things is the fact that the money is really invested by professionals. And one of the other things, it's supervised by a trustee board that's composed of some of the best businessmen in the state. One example, John Hammes, probably one of the best businessmen in the state. Number two, one of the things, and I've been involved with this in corporations, the state plan is forced savings. That's the reality what the state plan is. And if people in the private sector saved at the amount that you're forced to save if you're in the state plan, they'd have the same kind of benefit. But when you do that in a corporation, you give people the plan, the option of saying you can take it now or you can take it three times as much 20 years from now, they always take it now. That's a fact.
So it'd have to be a mandatory deferred compensation, Gary?
Yes. And the third thing is then you get to this thing where everybody talks about how the state employees or public sector employees haven't been making the contribution. The government's been making 100% of it. That was designed by the government. They're the ones who chose to do that. And the reason they chose to do that is they could put money in that plan and not pay Social Security taxes on that and tell the employees that's compensation. We're putting it into this deferred benefit plan of yours, and they didn't have to pay Social Security taxes on it, and it was designed by the government and the state school boards association to save school districts and the government money.
I get it, Gary, and we really kind of focused on the Wisconsin retirement system in our first half hour. What do you think of this idea to open it up to private sector workers?
I think it's a great idea. The problem is going to be what I just told you. You give employees the option, take it now or take three times as much 20 years, 25, 35 years from now. They always opt to take it now, and I've seen it in my career numerous times.
Yeah, what about that, Buzz Davis?
That's correct. And even if you have very high-income workers, I presume some of them don't invest their money very well. Most of them do. And then when you have lower-income workers, because you're a low-income worker, you have an awful lot of money, awful lot of bills to spread over, pay out with a small amount of money. So when somebody says, well, when you're 45 years older from than you are now, you will have more money if you take and invest $100 a month in a retirement plan. The guy says, I have to buy the kids new shoes for school. You know, I can't do these things. They don't have enough money. So we've had, over the years, we've had wages suppressed in the United States. And the result is that people find it very difficult to make the investments when they're in a 401k type plan.
Do you think the report that came out this Monday that said the Wisconsin retirement system was in good financial shape and said don't change it, does that take the wind out of your sails for this idea?
No, it doesn't. What we know is going to happen is that all public pension systems will have to come under a different type of accounting system than they presently use. And so the right-wing think tanks will be producing report after report about the tremendous liabilities that public pension plans have stuck taxpayers with. And so all this will be coming out in the next 6 months or a year, and then Governor Walker will be able to make adjustments of the pension plan in his biennial budget if he chooses. So the governor in New York, who is a Democrat, made many changes to the New York pension fund, which is one of the best in the world, not because it has problems now, but because he said it had a whole bunch of problems down the line, and then he proves he's tough on workers.
Well, we will we'll keep following this idea. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Buzz Davis is a political activist from Stoughton. He is with the group Protect Our Wisconsin Retirement System, and he supports opening up the WRS to private sector workers. Thanks to Bill Martins, who produced this program. Thanks to Amanda Magnus for on-air direction, and thanks to Naya Mukherjee for on-air production. And thanks for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.